Even before we get into the program that you're hosting now, Dead Famous, and some of the things that you've investigated, let's talk a little bit about you, because this extraordinary ability that you have happened at a very young age. But how did it come to be?
Well, that's an easy question, because people say, well, when did it start? The first thing that always pops into my mind was I remember when late at night I would get into bed, I'd get up, go to the bathroom, or I'd wake up and look around the room feeling that something's there, and I would feel a tap on the shoulder, and I would turn around, and no one would be there. And I used to get so scared that if I'd be facing the wall, that whatever it was would come up and tap me on the shoulder again. So I used to always face sleep with my back to the wall. At first, of course, I thought it was my parents coming in playing jokes,
sure.
But things began to escalate. And when I say escalate, they got stronger. I started seeing apparitions that would actually come in and out of the room, and there's many different types that I would see. I would also have collective experiences where this was the most amazing part. I would have friends that would sleep over in second or third grade, and they would see things with me. And it wasn't just that. My mom experienced stuff also. But most of the stuff used to happen when I was sleeping in my father's room, because I used to get so scared sleeping by myself. You know, while my mom was traveling, working on the airlines, I would stay in my dad's room. And I would stay in there with him.
Yeah.
And I tell you, George, it got fascinating, because I was never afraid when he was there. I mean, he played professional hockey. He played 13 years in the NHL. So here's one of the toughest hockey players, Reggie Fleming, ever played. Of course, at that young age, I really didn't know that much. But laying next to him and seeing these things come in and out of the room, I knew that if they ever turned on me, you know, my dad was there to protect me. So I guess at a young age, I started realizing my potential. Abilities that I had. Of course, at such a young age, you don't know why it's happening to you. You begin to think it's just natural in some instances. But watching these things come in and out of the room, a lot of them would just float. They wouldn't walk like people do. They would kind of glide across the room slowly, some of them moving very stiffly, dark, full-form shadows, as well as figures that would even cast shadows or would show reflections when they would pass the mirror. I had one instance where one floated into the room. It went by the window, which was casting in the moonlight, and it would slowly disappear as it passed the mirror or the window. And you would see it start to appear from the mirror, and you would turn over there, and you don't see it, but you see it in the mirror. And as it got closer to the mirror and away from the light, it started to become solid. And the interesting thing was, it recognized its own reflection.
That's
interesting. It stopped, turned, leaned forward, and looked at its reflection in the mirror. Now, to me, at the time, I thought someone was in the room. You know, I said, Dad, there's somebody in the room. They're looking at themselves in the mirror. My dad says, just ignore them, and they'll go away.
Did your dad ever see any of these entities?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, he never talked about it, because my mom had told me one time, he pulled her aside and said, you know, these things that Chris is seeing is talking about, you know, I see him too, but I don't know what to tell him. But there's a couple situations that occurred that I recognized that he did know this was going on. One particular incident was, it got really quiet. These things tended to disappear, and I was like, okay, well, what's going on? It's pretty quiet. Maybe they're done for the night. All of a sudden, something peered in the side of the bed. It lasted for probably about 5 seconds. It lit up the entire room. It was horrific. Some type of creature, you know, at the time I thought it was probably a demon or something, and with flames and everything. It was pointing right at me, and it screamed something. The scream was so loud that my dad was on the other side of the bed, jumped off the bed cursing, swearing, fell and hit the floor. I go scrambling for him on the bed, slide off the bed on top of him. He grabs me, throws me down on the floor, and gets on top of me to protect me. Now, he's shaking. He jumps up, turns on the light, and he goes, you know, what the blank was that? And I'm like, telling him, Dad, was it, you know, I was raised a Catholic, so right away I'm assuming it's the devil or the demon or something. And he was so shaken that he basically pressed me against the bed and the wall and sat there, didn't know what to do, got on the phone, put the phone back down, you know, looked around the room, and just until we got so tired from sitting up with the light on that we eventually went back to bed. So for something like that to occur where it really shook my dad up, now he didn't see it, he heard it. It was amazing. I realized that, you know, I am saying these things.
Was it you, Chris, or was it the house? What was doing it?
Well, at the time, you know, I thought it was the house. I thought it was a haunted house. You know, and other people would come over and they would see things. But as time went on, I would talk to some of the neighborhood kids, and they would have things happening in their house, too. Maybe not as severe as what was happening in my house, but when I went away to college, I still had a few things happen. You know, and when I moved, we moved out of that house, I still had things happen. Not as much as when I was in that age from, I'd say, 5 to about 10. You know, the most stuff happened between 5 and 7 years old, where it was happening, which I feel almost nightly, but time is pretty much compacted when you're younger.
Sure.
You know, when you get older and you look back on it, so it seems like it was every night, but it was pretty periodically.
Well, did they get stronger or weaker, these events, as you got older?
Well, some of them, I would say it got to a point when I got older, I couldn't see them like I used to. And I think part of it was a sense of fear, because it got so traumatic where I would have doors open and close, things would come out of the closet, these dark forms that were like tornado-like, that would move across the room and come after me, and I was afraid that it, you know, if they pulled me into it, I was going to be gone. You know, I was going into the darkness. So I was so scared that one time when my parents were gone and my sister and I were home alone, I think the phone started ringing, and there was static on the phone, and we heard noises and moans coming from downstairs, and then I saw this dark form coming down the stairs. I flipped. I basically grabbed a cross. My sister was behind me crying and screaming. I walked around the room, and I just, like, for a little kid, I banished them. I just, for some reason, said, be gone. And I started calling upon the angels and all that stuff. And things didn't happen for a long time. I didn't see them anymore. We didn't have the traumatic experiences. But there were still some things that began to occur when I got into, like, 7th and 8th grade. There were doors opening and closing. You'd hear voices. And these things occurred when my mom was around, too. She would hear these things with me. But I would not see full-blown apparitions like I used to until I was probably in my 20s.
Did the word get around the neighborhoods that, you know, this kid is, you know, seeing ghosts?
Well, the difficult thing, George, you know, to all your viewers, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that can relate to this, is at first I'm like, you know, I see ghosts. I go to school and I tell kids, you know, I saw a ghost last night, you know, da-da-da-da. Some kids would tease you. You know, a lot of kids actually tease me. And then some kids would believe me. It was always the girls that believed me.
The macho guys didn't, unless they were in that house with you.
Exactly.
And then they probably fell apart.
Well, I'll tell you, one kid slept over. His name was Bud. And he never slept over again because this one blue-green ghost appeared above him. He was so terrified. His parents wouldn't even let me talk to him for a while. And he said basically sleeping over at Chris's house was for the birds. He says, I'll never sleep over there again. Now, some of my best friends at the time, they witnessed stuff, and they would wake me up because we'd sleep downstairs, and we had this big hill in the backyard, and one night they both woke me up, but there was a ghost that was coming down the hill, kind of like in a wedding dress, and just came right towards the window, and as she got towards the window, she just disappeared. And I saw it right when it was coming towards the window, and they said they watched it come all the way down the hill.